Low-hanging fruit. March 28, 2024, Cambridge, Massachusetts, USA. Darcy and Abraham showed up at Wesley's door at the same time. Darcy held a pizza box and Abraham a six-pack of sodas. Wesley answered when they knocked and waved them inside.
"The game's already started," Wesley said, gesturing toward the TV in his apartment's front room. "Just put the food on the table next to the couch."
"I feel like we should enjoy the spring weather instead of being glued to the TV," Darcy said.
"That's because your bracket's trash and you have no hope of winning," Abraham replied with a laugh. If asked who had suggested filling out March Madness tournament brackets, none of them precisely remembered. They were not particularly interested in basketball, but each had an unwavering competitive streak. Their bracket picks were mainly to prove who was the most insightful and prophetic. Wesley, Darcy, and Abraham shared more than a love for being right. All three were graduate students and neighbors in a student housing complex. They shared occasional meals and off-campus excursions. Since they were studying different things, their friendship made them feel like they were accepting and open-minded. Wesley was an engineering student researching smart agriculture. Abraham was into bioinformatics. Darcy spent her time studying literature on the liberal arts side of campus. From her perspective, Wesley and Abraham sat around programming all day. They assumed she spent her time at a stuffy library writing poems with a pen and paper. After the three sat on Wesley's couch to watch basketball, it did not take long for their minds to wander. They checked their phones more frequently. Then Wesley remembered something he wanted to tell Abraham about coding.
"I found this Python library that's totally plug-and-play for deep learning."
"How memory-intensive is it?" Abraham asked.
"Really light. I'm running on an old laptop with no problem."
The conversation grew louder and more intense. Finally, Darcy heard enough and shouted,
"Will you two shut up? I don't want to hear about Python codes, unless you're talking about pythons as in actual snakes. Can you be quiet and at least pretend to watch the game?"
Wesley sniggered and continued to whisper about the amazing Python library he found. He remembered to keep his voice down until he began describing his latest research. His excitement and volume grew until he reached his trademark know-it-all pitch Darcy found hard to ignore.
"So what I'm trying to do is build a network of soil monitors that talk to each other. Low power, low cost. Put them out in a field, and they tell a farmer where he's wasting water."
"Where you're wasting water is hard to figure out," Abraham asked.
"You wouldn't think so, but probably 30% of irrigation water is wasted because the soil's different. These guys dump the same amount of water everywhere, but parts of a field might have more clay, other parts more sand. But they'll never figure it out on their own. No offense to farmers, but most of them barely get through high school."
Darcy stopped pretending to watch the game.
"You can't insult farmers like that. I'm offended for them."
"I said no offense."
"You can't just say no offense and then feel free to be as offensive as you want."
"I forgot you think of yourself as a farmer."
Over the past year, Darcy had bragged about working at a fruit and vegetable stand while she was in high school. She told Wesley and Abraham it helped her to get in touch with the earth.
"I never said I was a farmer, but the farmers I know are smart and practical," Darcy replied defensively. "They know how the real world works."
"No offense, but I'm not going to take advice from a farmer or a poet on how the real world works."
Wesley used a teasing voice in an attempt to show he was not entirely serious.
"In the modern world, you need new skills to survive."
"Like Python programming?" Darcy asked with an eye roll.
"Yeah, like Python programming," Wesley replied.
"Sometimes I think all your computers make you clueless about the natural world," Darcy said to both Wesley and Abraham. "If you were stuck on a desert island, there's no way you would find food and survive."
"Our instincts would kick in," Abraham replied. "Finding food is a problem anyone can solve. Humans have been doing it forever."
"Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say about farming," Wesley added. "You take highly educated, intelligent people like Abraham and me,
and we'd master basic farming in a day.
Darcy narrowed her eyes before a mischievous smile filled her face.
Oh, yeah? You want to bet?
What do you mean?
Wesley replied. If you're so brilliant, the two of you together should easily be able to beat me at a little farming activity. Something straightforward, like picking apples.
I've never even stood next to an apple tree,
Abraham replied.
Picking apples is easy. You two are so intelligent, you'll figure it out immediately.
I don't want to waste a bunch of time on an apple farm,
Wesley said.
It'll be fun. We can find an orchard next weekend and only spend an hour there. And to make it interesting, if you two pick more apples than me, I'll take a programming class like you're always nagging me to do. But if you can't pick more apples than me, you both have to take a poetry class.
Wesley and Abraham looked at each other and slyly smiled.
I don't know, Wesley replied. Seems like a lot of work just to prove a point.
You afraid you'll lose?
Come on. It'll be good for you to get outside and see agriculture firsthand. That is what you're studying, isn't it?
And we work together? All the apples we pick versus what you pick alone?
Abraham asked.
Right.
Abraham turned to Wesley and said,
I don't see how we can lose.
All right, let's do it, Wesley smugly concluded. You're going to love studying Python.
Darcy grinned back at them like she knew something they did not. When apple picking day arrived a week later, Darcy agreed to drive her car to a semi-rural area with apple orchards. Abraham sat in the passenger seat with Wesley in the back.
Spring has to be my favorite time of year, Darcy said in a sing-song voice. Everything feels so fresh and alive. Look at those flowers.
Yeah, yeah, Abraham replied, sounding not very interested.
I'm taking us to some orchards I've seen before, Darcy continued. They had pick-your-own-apples signs up, so they'll be happy to host our little contest.
Whatever you think, Wesley replied indifferently after looking up from his phone.
Darcy turned onto some country roads and before long was driving past rows of leafy apple trees.
I don't see any apples on these. They must have just been picked, Darcy said thoughtfully.
We better talk to the farmer and find out where the trees with apples are. Darcy found the opening in an orderly white fence and followed a gravel road to a farmhouse. Nearby, tractors were parked next to a metal barn.
Let's go ask. Wesley, you should do the talking since you're in the agriculture business and you speak the same language.
Wesley gave Darcy a sarcastic grin before leading the group up to the farmhouse door. He knocked, and a middle-aged man wearing a flannel shirt answered. He held a small motor which looked to be under repair. His face and arms were as weather-worn as the house's shutters.
Hi there, is this your property?
Wesley asked.
Yep, like it or not, the farmer replied dryly.
The three of us kind of have a bet going and want to pick some of your apples.
The farmer flinched and looked at Wesley like he might be joking.
Where are you folks from?
Cambridge. We're graduate students.
Yeah? What do you study?
Wesley perked up.
I'm studying something called smart agriculture, helping people like you manage your resources better.
The farmer's eyes brightened, and then he chuckled.
No offense, but you don't sound very smart. If you were, you'd know you don't pick apples until the fall.
It's April.
Apples haven't even started growing yet. Better come back in October.
Wesley was not used to being corrected. He blushed and turned accusingly toward Darcy.
You were the one who suggested apple picking.
Darcy chuckled like the farmer.
It was kind of a test. I thought knowing about the life cycle of a tree was pretty basic stuff. Did you expect some apples to be ready at random times of the year? Maybe the springtime apples?
Wesley shook his head dismissively.
I didn't give it much thought. I was just following you.
After watching how flustered Wesley became, the farmer was happy to pile on.
Son, doesn't sound like you could pour water out of a boot if the instructions were on the heel.
Wesley opened his mouth to reply, but no words came out. He turned and tramped off the farmhouse porch and back to Darcy's car. Darcy and Abraham followed.
Looks like I won, Darcy said with satisfaction. I think you're really going to enjoy the poetry class.
You didn't win anything, Wesley replied.
The bet was about picking apples. If there aren't any apples, you can't win.
If you remember, I specifically said, if you didn't pick more apples than me, I win. You picked zero, and I picked zero. Zero is not more than zero.
Logic. You're always telling me how important logic is.
But there aren't any apples.
You agreed to the bet. It's your own fault if you thought apples would be ready in April. Abraham had remained quiet since getting out of the car, but he spoke up and said to Wesley,
I think she got us. If we're too clueless to know how the seasons work, maybe we deserve to take a poetry class. Force us out of our comfort zone.
Darcy grinned and hopped with excitement.
I think something with the romantic poets. I'll be grading for a class during summer term. I'll take it easy on you because I know you have a lot to learn.
How about we go 2 out of 3 on this bet?
Wesley replied with a grimace.
I'm open to suggestions, but we should get you in that poetry class before it fills up. I can help you figure out if you forgot how class registration works.
It follows the calendar, too. If you enjoyed this story, please rank it on the website 500ironicstories.com. Please subscribe on the website to get weekly updates as new stories are posted. And please share with friends using the convenient links available.